Look at the questions. Then listen to the second segment. Now you will hear the second segment.
Sophie Mills is the inventor of the Purefield Indoor Composter, a device that turns your food waste into compost, right inside your kitchen. Seth Adams spoke with her about her invention.
Tell us about your invention and how you came up with the idea.
It's a device you plug in, toss in your food waste, and it turns that waste into compost. I have a small garden and, like a lot of gardeners, I had a compost pile in the backyard.
Compost is simply organic waste that decomposes until it becomes soil, right?
Pretty much. It adds nutrients to the soil and works as a fertilizer. Every gardener needs fertilizer.
Right.
Like a lot of people, I'd been composting the old-fashioned way, throwing my food waste on a compost pile in the backyard. But who wants to do that on cold, wet days? I wanted to make composting as easy as throwing out the trash.
How does your indoor composter work?
It's super simple. You just put your compostable food waste into the top. Eggshells, coffee grounds, whatever, and the composter does the rest. After a week, the waste begins to become compost. Once it begins to break down, the compost drops through a trap door into the bottom chamber, where it dries for another week. In about 2 weeks, the compost is ready to use in your garden. The cool thing is, you can continue to add food waste every day. The composter automatically separates the waste according to its level of decomposition.
In 2 weeks, that's impressive.
Isn't it? Outdoors, it can take months to make compost. The process requires specific amounts of oxygen, moisture, heat, and so on. The indoor composter elevates the oxygen levels and temperature, accelerating the process to a fraction of the normal time. There's also an air filter in the composter that eliminates odor. It probably smells better than your kitchen trash can.
Once you came up with this idea, what steps did you take to develop it into a marketable product?
First, I built a prototype, ensuring I got the temperature right and had a good mechanism for oxygenating the mixture. Once I had a prototype I was happy with, I worked with an engineer to draft technical drawings of each machine component. The hard part was finding a supplier who could provide what we needed. We found a plastics molder who could manufacture the parts, and we initially thought he could do the assembly as well. It turned out he couldn't, so we ended up putting them together ourselves in my basement, and we did that for about 2 years. Luckily, we eventually found a company that could do all the manufacturing and assembly, so we're fine now.
How have you marketed your invention? The internet?
No. Would you believe television? For all the hype surrounding the effectiveness of e-commerce, for us, TV's been the best way to get our message across. Early on, we were featured on documentary programs and talk shows. We were lucky to get that free publicity. But for all the buzz about online marketing, we're still a nation of couch potatoes. And TV works because it's entertaining, visual, and pervasive.
Is there anything you would do differently if you had to do it again?
Inventing is the easy part. Launching the product, finding suppliers, and marketing, that's the hard part. It took much longer than I anticipated. I might have quit, but I truly believed we could help the environment with this invention. That kept me going then, and still keeps me going.
Now you will hear the segment again.
Sophie Mills is the inventor of the Purefield Indoor Composter, a device that turns your food waste into compost, right inside your kitchen. Seth Adams spoke with her about her invention.
Tell us about your invention and how you came up with the idea.
It's a device you plug in, toss in your food waste, and it turns that waste into compost. I have a small garden and, like a lot of gardeners, I had a compost pile in the backyard.
Compost is simply organic waste that decomposes until it becomes soil, right?
Pretty much. It adds nutrients to the soil and works as a fertilizer. Every gardener needs fertilizer.
Right.
Like a lot of people, I'd been composting the old-fashioned way, throwing my food waste on a compost pile in the backyard. But who wants to do that on cold, wet days? I wanted to make composting as easy as throwing out the trash.
How does your indoor composter work?
It's super simple. You just put your compostable food waste into the top. Eggshells, coffee grounds, whatever, and the composter does the rest. After a week, the waste begins to become compost. Once it begins to break down, the compost drops through a trap door into the bottom chamber, where it dries for another week. In about 2 weeks, the compost is ready to use in your garden. The cool thing is, you can continue to add food waste every day. The composter automatically separates the waste according to its level of decomposition.
In 2 weeks, that's impressive.
Isn't it? Outdoors, it can take months to make compost. The process requires specific amounts of oxygen, moisture, heat, and so on. The indoor composter elevates the oxygen levels and temperature, accelerating the process to a fraction of the normal time. There's also an air filter in the composter that eliminates odor. It probably smells better than your kitchen trash can.
Once you came up with this idea, what steps did you take to develop it into a marketable product?
First, I built a prototype, ensuring I got the temperature right and had a good mechanism for oxygenating the mixture. Once I had a prototype I was happy with, I worked with an engineer to draft technical drawings of each machine component. The hard part was finding a supplier who could provide what we needed. We found a plastics molder who could manufacture the parts, and we initially thought he could do the assembly as well. It turned out he couldn't, so we ended up putting them together ourselves in my basement, and we did that for about 2 years. Luckily, we eventually found a company that could do all the manufacturing and assembly, so we're fine now.
How have you marketed your invention? The internet?
No. Would you believe television? For all the hype surrounding the effectiveness of e-commerce, for us, TV's been the best way to get our message across. Early on, we were featured on documentary programs and talk shows. We were lucky to get that free publicity. But for all the buzz about online marketing, we're still a nation of couch potatoes. And TV works because it's entertaining, visual, and pervasive.
Is there anything you would do differently if you had to do it again?
Inventing is the easy part. Launching the product, finding suppliers, and marketing, that's the hard part. It took much longer than I anticipated. I might have quit, but I truly believed we could help the environment with this invention. That kept me going then, and still keeps me going.